Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And it is our honor to have on the show with us the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles, Howie Roseman. Hi, Howie.
How's everyone doing? Everyone's families are doing all right in this tough time.
And same to you. Howie, what is it like trying to run a football franchise from home? What are the challenges?
Well, on the bright side, I think it shows what kind of people we have in our organization and the relationships we have. There's a lot of communicating. If there are cameras around, just the conversations that we're having with our front office staff, our coaches, it's funny to think about where everyone's doing this from. You know, I'll give you a story about a guy that I think all of us really love and admire. You know, Coach Stoutland, him in his basement, watching tape, interviewing players, and then calling us every night and kind of giving us a rundown. So I think the one positive about this is that in this time right now, we'd be on our way going to the league meetings. We'd have that whole week where we were basically away from it. And because there's not a lot of other things to do, we're diving into it. And it's a great distraction. But at the same time, we're thinking about our community and just really proud of the people in Philadelphia and what they're doing during this trying time.
Well, I got to tell you, from my perspective, needless to say, Howie, God bless the NFL, because you guys at least have given fans something to think about, something to talk about, argue about, and it's a distraction. It's a little departure from a harsh reality we're all dealing with right now. I appreciate what you guys have been able to do for us in this past few weeks.
I feel very fortunate that we have this opportunity, but at the same time, every night I'm thinking about the people in our community who aren't having the same things going on. And you know, we take that responsibility. We don't take that responsibility lightly. I think that some of the things that we're doing here, you know, we're trying to give hope and a distraction to our fans. And so hopefully we've done that in the last 2 weeks. But at the same time, we got a lot more work to do. And we know that, Angelo. You know, we're not sitting here thinking like we're done and that there aren't other things that we need to do to improve our football team. We do. And we're going to do whatever we can to do that, to give us the best shot to compete for a championship next year.
All right, Howie, you already gave us a little bit of insight into what goes on behind the scenes when you're preparing for a draft and for a free agency. How much input do you get from the coaches, the coordinators, the head coach, and how do you weigh it when you make these decisions?
Well, when you talk about the process and how it starts, I always think about it, and maybe I've used this before, so I apologize if I have, but I always think about it like a funnel. And so like at the top of the funnel, and I think about it like a beer funnel, but at the top of it, you got like this big area, and that's all the players. And then it gets tighter and tighter. So for us, like our scouts, our personnel people, we take that big pile and we make it a manageable pile for our coaches so that they're not watching everyone and they're just watching guys that we have like for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then from there, those are where the conversations are, because if we get to this time period and we're starting to chase ghosts, we're starting to pull people from areas that, you know, our scouts don't like maybe because of the background, because they don't have an Eagles mentality, then all of a sudden we're chasing ghosts. And so we're trying to know a lot about a little, not a little about a lot. And we use our coaches in that part of the process.
Right, because our interpretation from afar, Howie, is that Jim Schwartz has had a major voice in this free agent period, because so many of the first of all the players you signed were defensive players, and secondly, a lot of them had a connection to Jim. Did he have the biggest voice?
I don't think that's fair.
No?
I don't. Because this is what I'd say. I'd say the same thing that goes with Coach Schwartz. So we will give him guys that we really like, and we don't start with, hey, he doesn't come to us and say, hey, I like this guy, go get him. We say, hey, we have an opportunity to go get this guy, whether it's a guy that he's coached or a guy he hasn't. So, you know, Will Parks, he hasn't coached. We say, hey, our personnel staff, we like this guy. We think there's a role. But we go to Jim, we go to our defensive back coach and say, do you see the same way? Because it doesn't matter my vision for the player if the coaches don't have that same vision.
Okay.
That'll just make us look silly. So in a case like this, I mean, it's not hard to watch Darius Slay and see what kind of player he is.
Right.
That's not a hard one, right? I got kids at home,
right,
and they're telling me after we make the trade, they're watching highlights and they're going, yeah, I'm glad we got him. Like, that's not a hard one. Like, that doesn't take any expert to figure that out. Now, the good thing is that he had coached him, so he understands how he picks up the defense, how he works in practice. That's helpful. You know, I say the same thing about Roby Coleman. You watch Roby Coleman, Angelo.
Yeah.
He is twitched up. He's explosive. That's not because Coach Schwartz told us about that. That's what we're seeing. That's how it's looking from a personnel perspective. And then we try to kind of balance personnel and some of these numbers here, and he's incredible. So you have, I mean, on both the objective and subjective part of it. So then we go to Jim, who had him in Buffalo a long time ago, but also Ted Rath, our director of performance, was with him in L.A. So he understands what he has in his body, too. That helps. But it doesn't start out that way. And I understand it. I understand why that could be seen. But we definitely include our coaches. But the process is along the lines of what I'd say. It's the same way for the draft. You know, we give our coaches a list of guys. They don't give us a list of guys. And they're based on the process that we've started in May.
Right. I get you. I guess what I'm trying to figure out is how you ended up with no free agents on the offensive side of the ball.
And you know how much I love offense.
Yeah.
I think it's probably I'm probably so focused on offense. It's kind of funny because, you know, Jim would say, how many resources have we really used on defense the last couple of years? I'm sure if he was on this call. But I think it was just about the players that were available to us. And then the players that were available to us going forward, it just kind of worked out that way. I think we definitely had a plan to try to get a number one corner. That was definitely at the top of our list. And then from there, it was to try to figure out a player at a position that we thought made a difference, and that was on the defensive line, that was young and can kind of grow with the team and kind of had an arrow up. You know, our best sign is in free agency, Brandon Brooks, Malcolm Jenkins, guys who were good players where they were but turned into great players in Philadelphia. And when you think about free agency and success, like those are the home runs, and they're hard to find. I'm not saying they're easy to find. But those guys who, you know, become one of the best players at their position in the history of our franchise. And so we're trying to find a guy like that if there's an opportunity to do that. And we felt that Hargrave has those traits in him to be a dominant player. And when we watch it on film and we did it, we had him in the draft process, we think he's got an ability to ascend in our system.
I got you. Howie, you mentioned Malcolm Jenkins. He's been a major talking point the last couple of weeks here at WIP. Yeah, here's what I guess I want to know. A lot of people reference Brian Dawkins and said, uh-oh, I think the Eagles just lost another great leader who was a terrific safety. Did Dawkins pop into your mind at all as you were trying to decide what to do with Malcolm?
Well, I think when I get on the phone with you guys, you know, I'm always trying to be as honest as possible. We've been together for a long time. And so to say that Brian Dawkins doesn't pop in my mind will be a lie. He pops into my mind a lot of times when I think about the decision we make. But I also feel like my job is different than everyone else's job. And I'm the bad cop at times. At times, I'm the one who has the responsibility to say goodbye. And I don't know that I've done a great job with that. And so the one thing I'll promise you in everything I do, if I make a mistake, if I don't do something right, I'm going to try and not make it again. And I'm not just talking about with Malcolm.
Right.
I'm saying for me, I sat up in front of all of you and said in January, going forward, we're going to have to make some tough decisions. We're going to have to make some unpopular decisions to keep this team together and to continue to try to build it. But I think when you look around the rest of the league, we're not the only team in this situation. I mean, you see it in our division. You see it, you know, certainly with teams who've won multiple Super Bowls, guys are in the situation where at some point it moves on. You know, I think about guys who in their career in different jerseys. You know, Emmitt Smith, University of Florida guy. You know, he ended his career as an Arizona Cardinal. It's just the nature of the game. It stinks. It's not fun. I'm not telling you that I take these decisions lightly, that I didn't lose sleep over it, but it's just where we are right now.
I understand. The next question comes courtesy of former Eagle John Ritchie, who just came in and asked me about this, and he said, run this by Howie.
Are you guys doing social distancing right now? Are you guys all like, hanging? I'm trying to picture you guys.
He was at least 6 feet away, Howie, I promise. But what he said was, he went, man, I would have loved DeAndre Hopkins. And I said to John, I said, well, Howie said yesterday the ask was very high on that, too high. John wanted to know, was the ask too high because you knew you had to give him another contract, or was it too high because you would have had to trade too much?
Well, one, I don't want to get in trouble with tampering charges. So
sure.
Let's talk hypothetically.
Okay.
Right? So when we make trades, not only the draft pick compensation, but also the contract comes into play. And then what you're giving up for the draft pick. So let's use Slay for an example, right?
Okay.
Obviously we've been talking about getting younger and how we don't want to trade picks. But when we compare, what we try to do is compare the picks that we're trading for Slay, the contract we're giving for Slay, versus the other opportunities to improve the position, whether using a high pick, first, second, third rounds, whether going to sign a free agent corner who may have signed somewhere else. And then we try to balance, okay, so if this guy is getting, you know, $40 million for 2 years and this guy is getting X amount for 2 years, what can we do with the rest of that money to improve the team? That's a known. So we can put the difference that we maybe lost on a third and fifth round pick, which, you know, it's a chance. Obviously, we want to hit on all the picks, but there's a chance that you hit on those picks. There's a chance that you don't. Hopefully, we're going to hit on all of them. Versus the known of spending that money and getting on a guy that you've seen play in the National Football League and you can add to your team, and it's not as much a projection. So I think it's the same thing here, is that we're trying to figure out, you know, exactly what the price is, what you're going to have to do, when you're going to have to do that, and does that work? Now, again, like, these things are fluid, so it doesn't always depend on us. Like, it's not like we're sitting there and we're just saying, no, we don't want this player. Mm. There's other teams involved. There's evaluations of other players involved from those other teams that we may feel differently about. So it's not like we're sitting there, it's in a vacuum, we decide to say no to a Pro Bowl wide receiver. There's other factors.
Oh, there was a time when Alshon Jeffries might be described that way. I'm curious, when you said there was an elephant in the room, what you were referring to yesterday, Howard?
Well, nobody asked about Alshon, and I knew it was on everyone's mind. I know it's on our fans' minds. I know it's on our writers' minds. I know that it was going to be a question. So for me, it was like, hey, let's deal with this. Like, you know, I'll deal with any. We could talk about anything.
Yep.
I'm good with that. I understand. You know, I understand that everything we do isn't going to be unanimously approved, and I'm happy to talk about it. So that was why I said that.
All right. I'm very curious, though. Do you feel, we sense from the outside, and we're far outside, Howie, that there was an issue at some point last season between Wentz and Jeffrey. Is that cleared up now?
Yeah. There's no issue with Carson and Alshon. There's no issue, and they'll tell you that. You know, I think that from our perspective, Alshon has to get healthy. When he's healthy, he's a good player. But he's got to get healthy, and that's the first order of business, is for him to get healthy. And then you look at it, and I think that the narrative about Alshon as a player, and I just hear this, you know, Brett does a great job of kind of keeping me up to date, isn't really fair. You know, this is a guy who has been a really good player for us. This is not a guy who's tremendously old. So we got to get him healthy and get him right and then go from there.
All right. This is supposed to be an incredible draft for wide receivers, Howie. Everybody assumes you're going to take one early. Is that true?
Well, I don't know who else is on the board. You know, if you would have asked me last year, did I think we were going to take a defensive lineman at this time? If you would have just said to me, it's me and you, we're just talking, it's not going to be all over WIP, I would have said, yeah, I think that's going to end up happening. But I don't know what else is going to be there. I don't know the value that kind of ends up dropping to us, because if there's a run at a particular position. But I mean, there's no doubt it's a good receiver draft. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's not. And it's also good at other areas. But we're excited about the opportunity to add players and to really increase the talent level on a football team, which is our goal this whole offseason.
All right, but I guess what I'm really getting at, you have said your philosophy now very clearly is you're always going to take the best player on the board. If there was a wide receiver that maybe was a little under the best player but was perfect for what you needed, would you deviate from that philosophy?
Well, Andrew, I'd say this. It's impossible to have an accurate ranking in the draft and go like 1 through 50.
Right.
And know for sure that the 43rd player is better than the 44th player. Like, okay. I don't know. You know, right. That's impossible. So I think what we do, we stack based on tiers. And so if guys are in the same tier, we feel more comfortable about that than just saying, hey, this guy is the 40th player versus the 44th player. If the guys are the same tier, and we think the talent level is very similar, and we have an opportunity to get a player that is at a position of need, will we do that? Yes.
Right. That makes sense to me. What do you think? Can you give me a sense for Jason Peters? You think he's back as an Eagle, or you think somebody else signs him?
Well, I think Jason Peters played a really high level last year, so I'm probably a little surprised that he's not signed right now, but I also think it's probably because of him, and he is at a point where he deserves to pick the right spot for him. But other than that, you know, we keep in touch with our free agents who are still out there a lot out of respect, out of nothing else. And we'll just kind of see what happens as we go forward.
Last question. Everybody would love the answer.
I would say this, Angela. I would say this, though.
Yep.
You know, Andre's ready to start. Andre needs to play. Yep. And, you know, so I think those are two separate issues, if that makes sense. I just want to make sure we're on the same page about that.
Yeah, I think that's why you use the first round pick on him. Howie, last thing. Any sense at all? Can you give me a guess? Is there going to be a full NFL season? How are you feeling right now about the way this thing is going to proceed?
Yeah, for us, we got so much on our plate right now. We're trying to take it day by day and make sure that we're doing the right thing so we can get back to normalcy. You know, I miss my people. I miss being in the building. I miss the fact that, you know, we got to do these things on the phone in my house. Yeah. So I'm hoping that, you know, everyone in the community who's doing a great job continues to do that, and we can get back as quick as possible because, you know, I miss a lot of things that maybe we took for granted. I miss going out to dinner in our great restaurants in our city, you know. So I don't know. You know, I think we're just taking it day by day and trying to do whatever we can to improve our team. And we're going to do that, Angela. We're going to do whatever we can to do that.
I believe that. Howie, to all of us at WIP, to everybody in the Eagles, stay safe. We want everybody healthy at the end of this thing. We really do.
Hey, stay safe. You know what? When this all goes, I'm going to come see you guys, make sure. So take care of yourself because we had a little deal here. I told you one day the confetti is going to fall again. I need you healthy for that, dude.
Well, I don't have that many years, Howie. You got to do it pretty soon, okay?
Well, take care of yourself. All our fans, take care of yourself. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Howie. Howie Roseman, general manager of the Eagles with some interesting insights.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.